This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Today, our special guest is Kristen Torres. Kristen's with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. We'll talk in just a moment. First off, Representative Bruce Westerman, chairman of the Natural Resources Committee, on the floor Thursday on fixing forest.
I've only briefly described some of the important bipartisan pieces in FOFA, but it involves much more to make forest more resilient, healthier, and safer from sea to shining sea. All these tools available in this bill echo a similar theme. We must restore common sense to our approach to forest management. This comprehensive package is a result of years of hard work and bipartisan collaboration formulated through hearings, site visits, and member feedback. Fixing our forest should not be a partisan issue, and today it's not.
This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, joined today by Kristen Torres. Kristen is Executive Director for Meetings and Events with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association in the Denver area. Kristen, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Great to see you.
CattleCon. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so over the past few years with the rise of social media, there's a hashtag associated with everything. And we started using the hashtag CattleCon, and it actually really morphed from there. And folks started calling it CattleCon and referring to it as CattleCon. And Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show is a mouthful. And CattleCon really rolls off the tongue. And so we've kind of ran with it from there. And then people really picked that up and just took it and ran with it. And so now we're forever known as CattleCon.
I love that too. Okay. CattleCon 25 and the NCBA trade show is coming up very quickly.
Yes,
in Texas, in San Antonio. It's February 4th through the 6th. And before we get there, the idea of where you will be next year, this is not something that just, let's go here, or let's go there. There's a lot of work that goes into deciding where your next event is and how far down the road are you working on it, not just next year's, but I imagine you're probably a couple of years ahead, aren't you?
Yes, we actually try to be about 10 years out with our locations. So we have a very specific window time frame that we like to have the convention in, and we have some specific parameters around that. So it's really a big puzzle, quite honestly. We're looking at things when we go to a city, whether or not they have enough hotel rooms for us, and that the hotel rooms are in a good proximity to the convention center. Can the convention center hold us? Is the city safe? Do they have good airlift? Proximity to cattle producers, you know, easy for folks to drive in if they want to come in just for a day. So all of those things play a role in a city's selection. And then to get the dates that we want, you know, we're competing with all the other associations out there that are booking space as well. And cities that are popular like San Antonio, but especially like Nashville, where we're going next year, we have to book a decade out. So we're actually a little bit behind in our scheduling right now. We're booked through 2030 currently. So we have requests for proposals out right now for all the way up through 2035, believe it or not.
Well, maybe that explains why I don't see International Falls in there anywhere. International Falls, Minnesota. Okay. Let's talk about this one. CattleCon 25 NCBA trade show. It's February 4th through the 6th in San Antonio. For those who don't know CattleCon, let's back up and kind of the elevator speech of what it is and why somebody should attend.
Yeah. So, CattleCon is the oldest and largest national convention for anyone that's in the beef cattle industry. So the very first convention for beef cattle industry was actually back in 1898. So we've been around for a really long time. But again, this is the oldest, largest show out there. So it's for anyone that's in the beef cattle industry. So it's not just for the big guys. Sometimes we maybe hear that people say, oh, that event's not for me. It truly is. So there's a lot of things that are happening at this event, and we have something for everyone there. So this is where policy is set for the industry. So business is happening there. There's committee meetings, our executive committee meets, the board of directors meets, and they're making decisions again for the industry there. Outside of that, we have a whole education program. So we have a program called Cattlemen's College, and they have over 20 breakout sessions, a general session there. We also have, outside of that, education sessions that are happening on the trade show floor. We have two areas called, one's called Cattle Chats and the other's called Learning Lounge. And so those are sessions happening all day, every day on the show floor. And then we also build an arena there on the show floor where we're doing stockmanship and stewardship sessions. And we bring in cattle for that. And we have live cattle handling sessions. So we really, truly try to tailor this to producers. Then outside of that, there's a trade show. We have over 8 acres, almost 9 acres of exhibit space filled with anything that producers need to run their operations. All the products and services from companies like John Deere, Purina, and, you know, we have a whole retail area. There's a shopping area. So there's some lifestyle things that are available there as well. And then in addition to that, we're trying to create a community there as part of the convention. So on the trade show floor, you'll find every day we have a reception happening there. We serve lunch in there. So it's really beyond just a trade show. We're really trying to help people make connections with like-minded folks. And then we also want to give people an experience that they're not going to have somewhere else. So in addition to all of those things, you're going to see some really big events like our general sessions. We have a general session each day. And then we have some evening events as well that are included in those registrations. So those evening events this year are a lot of, those are fun to plan every year. But San Antonio is such a fantastic city. It's, you know, a great tourist destination. It's very family friendly. They're just they know hospitality in that city. And one of the things that we're doing is actually an event it's a venue that's called ESPE, but it's actually an old train depot. And so we're having a big Tex Fest over there. And so it's kind of a y'all come kind of event. Anybody that's got a full registration, even exhibitors are able to attend that. That will be on Wednesday the 5th. And then on the closing night of the convention, we're doing something also very uniquely San Antonio. And we're taking the group out to the San Antonio Livestock Show and Rodeo. So the last night of our convention is actually the first night of the rodeo. And we'll get to see the full thing, rodeo in full swing there. And then they also do a concert that night. And so we'll close out the rodeo night with a concert with Scotty McQueary. So we're super excited for everything that we have planned at the convention. Oh, one thing I didn't mention are some of our general session speakers. I did mention those sessions, but we're kicking off the convention with a gentleman by the name of Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney. And he's actually the founder of Folds of Honor, which is a charity that provides scholarships for military kids. He has a great message. He's going to talk about Folds of Honor. He's going to talk about his military background and his experiences. But one of the things that's great about Folds of Honor is that they really focus on ag kids as well. So he really has a connection to the industry. So I think people are going to love hearing from him. Very motivational, very inspirational kind of session there. And then our second general session, which will be on Wednesday morning, is a gentleman by the name of Shannon Farrell, and he's an attorney, and he's also a professor at Oklahoma State University. And he's going to talk about something that a lot of folks are dealing with right now, and that's how we're attracting the next generation back to the ranch and back to the farm, and how we're keeping them there, and how we're keeping this industry going. And then from that session, he's going to do a series of breakout sessions as part of Cattlemen's College that kind of dig in a little bit more about the whole generational transfer and some of the legalities around that, and really things that, you know, farmers and ranchers are dealing with on a daily basis. And then our third general session is also very, very popular every year. And we're going to be hearing from Randy Glock with Cattle Facts. So producers are always very interested in finding out what's going to be happening with the markets, a weather outlook for the next 12 months, and just seeing what's coming up for them. So we have a great lineup for everyone.
I'm so glad you threw in the Cattle Facts annual outlook seminar. That's always a well-attended, almost standing room only event as well. Okay, so we've got the lineup. How do we find out more, and how do we get registered?
So the best place for people to go is to our website. The website is convention.ncba.org. That has all of the details. You can find information on all of those sessions that I talked about, those evening events. Another thing that's very helpful when you're planning your convention attendance is taking a look at that trade show floor plan and really mapping out who you want to talk to, companies that you're interested in seeing. There's all of that information there. As I mentioned, there's almost 9 acres of exhibit space. So it's a lot of ground to cover, and having a good plan leading into it, that will help you there. But all of that is on the website, and you can also follow us on social media. So when we have breaking news or little tidbits of things that are happening at the convention, we always put it out on social media as well.
And again, the website is convention.ncba.org, convention.ncba.org. Kristen Torres is Executive Director for Meetings and Events with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association in Denver. And this is the Agribusiness Report.
Let's talk about cotton research. Cotton Incorporated funds more than 400 ag research projects every year. They study cotton, engineering, economic development, entomology, agronomy, pathology, variety selection, expanded cotton seed uses. And that's just the start. You grow the cotton research and promotion program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
The Texas Corn Producers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit texascorn.org and become a member today.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Agribusiness Report. Again, our special guest today, Kristen Torres with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
Manage your risk and take advantage of opportunities with StoneX. Utilizing StoneX's global presence to provide the best in market intelligence, a vast portfolio of risk management and marketing products, and a team of brokers who specialize in working with those in agriculture, StoneX provides the resources you need to make the best possible decisions. Learn more about the StoneX Advantage. Call Donna Hughes at 214-613-1688.
There's substantial risk to futures and options trading. Not all products are suitable for all producers.
CattleCon's headed to San Antonio, February 4th through 6th, 2025, where farmers and ranchers gather to shape our industry's future. Remember, if you ain't at the table, you might just be on the menu. Check out the latest in ranching at the Texas-sized NCBA trade show. Network, learn, and grow your operation. Don't miss this chance to steer the cattle biz in San Antonio, where the Alamo spirit lives on. Visit convention.ncba.org to get registered. CattleCon 2025, where the beef industry meets.
It's the Agribusiness Report. Special guest, Kristen Torres, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, online, convention.ncba.org.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts round here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at DeltaPine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Success is attained by those who approach problems with a plan and a purpose. As an advocate for High Plains cotton growers since 1956, Plains Cotton Growers has been tackling the tough issues facing cotton growers through beneficial legislative and regulatory changes. An important part of PCG's success is through close working relationships with congressional representatives and federal regulatory staff, allowing cotton growers more time to devote to farming operations. From the halls of Congress to the dusty turnroads of the High Plains, cotton producers depend on Plains Cotton Growers.
Welcome back. It's the Agribusiness Report, USDA out with their cattle on feed report. And the numbers, well, missing some of the trade expectations. The on-feed number at 99%, the average trade guess was 99.8. Marketing's average trade guess was 101.3. USDA has it at 101. Where it missed, the placements, trade had it at an average of 101.8. USDA says 97%. So actual numbers, cattle and calves on feed. As of January 1st, 11.8 million head, 1% below last year. Placements, 1.64 million head, down 3%. Marketing's 1.74 million head, 1% above last year.